ezinye zezingoma ebeziculwa ngamakholwa avele kumabandla ashiyeneyo okholo lesiKristu emhlanganweni wokuhlaziya ukunanzwa kukazibuse kanye lokuphatheka kwabo endabeni zokhetho elizweni owenzelwe e-Angleton Cathedral Hall uqoqwe ngumanyano wezinkonzo oweZimbabwe Council of Churches. Unobhala jikelele weZCC umfundisi Dr. Kenneth Mthatha uchasisa ukuba kungani becabange ukuhlangana njengamaKristu.
Besifuna ukuthi sikhulume ngokuthi ishoni le independence. Okwesibili, le yi-independence ezayo lapho zoba le nketho eka president, members of parliament ngama councillors. So yile ayiso independence nje, yi-independence ezayo lapho zoba le nketho eyama parliamentarians, ama councillors lo president. So kumele sibe le lokukhulumisana njengama Zimbabweans ukuthi ikhetho le izohamba njani.
Uqhubeke ethi uqathekile ukuzwisisana phakathi kwabalembono ehlukeneyo ngoba kuyikho ungasiza ekuthuthukiseni ilizwe.
Silo msebenzi omkhulu ngoba uyabona siphuma lapho kwakusithiwa uma umunyu umuntu ekuleli bandla, umunye ekuleli bandla, babe ngakhulumisana, babe ngabonani. Thina sithi sifuna ukuthi siyakhe iZimbabwe entsha. IZimbabwe entsha ivumela ukuthi abantu babone izinto ngendlela ezishiyanayo futhi babe abangani.
Umthatha uthi kuningi okusamele kwenziwe ukuze avuleke amehlo amaKristu azwisise ukuqakatheka kokuphatheka kuhlelo zokuvota. Kungalesi sizathu athi bakubone kufanele basungule umkhankaso othiwa wona I pray I vote.
I pray I vote umkhankaso ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungasiza ukuthi ngobani esimele sibakhethe, kodwa uNkulunkulu akwazi kuyovota yini engizohamba kuyovota. So ngiyakhuleka ukuthi uNkulunkulu angisize uma ngiyenza ama-decisions lawa okuyavota, kodwa kumele ngihambe ngenyawo zami mina ngiye e-booth ngiyovota, ngoba i-decision leyo i-decision yomKristu wonke. So sikhuthaza abaKristu bonke ukuthi bathi mina ngizokhuleka ukuthi uNkulunkulu akubeke enhlizweni yami ngumuntu onjani engimele ngimfake phambili engizomvothela. Ngiqede lokho ngihambe ngiyorejista futhi ngiyovota. Yiyi campaign esihambisayo.
Bekulamalunga edale lephalamende anqunziweyo kulo mhlangano ababalisa unkosikazi Priscilla Misi Hayirambo Mshonga.
Hayi, sifuna ukuthi ngabe kuyenzakala endaweni eziningi ngoba singaqalisa ukuthi sikhulume labantu ababuya echeshi kuyayenza ukuthi into zethu zibe ngcono ngoba kaninginingi abantu ababuya emacheshi besikhathi abafuni ukubuya kuma-political parties ngendaba yobudlwangudlwangu obukhona kuma-political parties. But ngibona kade ngibatshela nje ukuthi labo kumele bavuleke labo. Namhlambuyile mina ngizecela ukuthi khonapho endaweni yona le sibe lo mhlangano wokuthi sikhumbule umama uWinnie Mandela, bangaleli ukuthi silungise lokho. So ngibona ngazathi ukuqalisa kokudlelana kuhle okuthi thina njengama-politicians lalaba abaphakathi kwesonto babuye.
Unkosikazi Misi Hayirambo Mshonga uthi ufisa ngabe yenziwa sikhathi sonke imihlangano yalolu hlobo ngoba kusiza ekuqedeni ukwesaba kwamaKristu nxa kukhulunywa ezombusazwe baxoxisane bekhululekile.
Okuningi ningi kakhulu ngabona ukuthi abantu bangaqalisa ukuthi bakhulume bezikhulumela bona njalo bekhuluma lathi thina sihlezi khonapha sivela kuma-political parties ashiyeneyo. Abanye labazaqalisa ukuthi hawu kanti into leyani iyakhululeka kube sokuvuleka. La
lo mhlangano ungenwe ngamakholwa avele kumabandla ehlukeneyo abezombusazwe bamabandla agoqela abecele le-MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa, abezanu PF labe MGC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Welshman Ncube lamanye. Iningi labangenela umhlangano belidumisa umdali ngalesi sehlakalo lisithi kukalutshwana ukuthi ubone amaKristu behlala phansi bebonisana ngendaba ebezizila ezikhathini zangemuva ukuxoxisana ngazo esesaba ukuthi kuzathiwa asephambuka kulokho okumele akwenze. Ni nene sisi sisi ni te arare ni nene sisi.